what we're looking at is the overall improvement for the basis of the continuation of that. We'd like to see a process where we have local college and high school coaches reach back out and work with the volunteer coaches so that the youth at a younger age are also being trained the same skills of the game and knowledge of the game that they'll be taking on and carrying with them as they continue to play and become older players. So hopefully when they attend college or pursue a professional playing career, they've had that schooling from, let's say, age 7 all the way up until age 17 and going forward from there.
Can you give us the nuts and bolts of what exactly is needed to improve youth football in Charlotte-Mecklenburg?
Well, what we're trying to do is work on establishing a process where we'll certify all of the youth volunteer coaches, whether it's Pop Warner or whether you play Park and Rec, your coach will be certified through Mecklenburg County. Also, we're working on looking at evaluating all of the fields that are utilized for football, so that way we can make the necessary improvements, if there are any needed at those particular fields at all, to make sure that not only the quality of the game is being improved, but also the quality of the fields being used is improved. And also, we're looking at involving parents and keeping them informed about the changes in the game, the changes in rule, sportsmanship, and being role models for any youth that participates, whether you're volunteering as a coach or whether you actually have a son or daughter that's playing flag or contact football.
What goes into certification?
For all of our volunteer coaches, we do a standard background check, which is required for any volunteer, whether it's for youth sports or any event in Mecklenburg County. But what we're looking at is working with the coaches about teaching the skills of the game and using the National Youth Sports Certification to make sure that the coaches understand how to work the game, how to teach the skills, and certify them in that area. And also we're looking at adding a component that teaches the coaches how to deal with the youth of the particular ages, meaning the way you would teach an 8- to 12-year-old child the game of football and the rules is going to be completely different than how you would teach a 14-, 15-, or 16-year-old. So we're also going to make sure that the coaches have a firm understanding of how to work with youth of that age and also work with a diverse makeup of youth.
What's the real benefit here to kids involved in the leagues?
The knowledge. They gain the knowledge of how to play the game, where to play the game, but not only that, but sportsmanship and how they can apply all of the tools they'll utilize when playing the game in the classroom and in life as well.
Just to have some idea, how big are the leagues? How many kids are actually involved in the league programs at Parks and Rec?
We polled every association that offers youth football in Mecklenburg County, and the number was a little bit over 7,500 kids total. So that's a large component of the youth in Mecklenburg County that are playing some form of youth football, whether it's tackle or flag football, whether it be a park and recreation league or a Pop Warner football league.
And is any of what's being done now to improve youth football here to attract, to make that number even bigger?
Yes, we're looking at utilizing these tools to help promote and gain advocacy and interest for youth football in Mecklenburg County. So we're really looking at the fact that if we're offering this opportunity for, let's say, a stay-at-home dad or a mom that wants to learn how to volunteer to coach or wants to understand what it takes to promote her child or his child to play youth football, we're hoping to provide that information because we're working on getting the information out to the public.
What happens after the 3 years are up?
Our ultimate goal is to make this a permanent program and a permanent process that continues to grow each and every year. That's our ultimate goal. So that way, it may have started off as a grant process for 3 years, but at the end of that third year, this will be a staple in Mecklenburg County.
Akita Jordan, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.